everyone. Thank you so much for tuning back into the iZombie After Show. Tonight we are covering Season 3, Episode 9, 20-Sided Die. Yeah, I made it through that one. Tune in, you guys.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my god, the chat is on fire. None of you trust Shauna worth a damn, and I feel like that's nobody smart. Does. That's really smart.
I mean, who else would you invite over except someone who's obsessing over you being a serial killer?
Right. I mean, to that's be great. Fair, in her letter she's like, he's probably not a serial killer, but they still feel shady.
Yeah, that's what, like, Charles Manson's, you know, followers also said. So, you know.
Clearly, we're just jumping right on it.
Yeah, we're jumping in.
Screw introductions.
Yes, speaking of which, before we get started, some introductions down there at the end.
Yes. Hey, guys. Shantiera Mapp here, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Shantiera.
Hey, I'm back. I just spent a while in the trunk of a car coming down from Canada.
Oh, God.
But now I'm out of the car, and I'm ready to talk about iZombie. That was a nice segue, right?
You got it.
So I'm back. I'm Dave Child. You can find me at MRDaveChild or DaveChild.com, because my name is Dave Child. I'm back.
I love that you called yourself MR Dave Child instead of, like, Mr. Dave.
Yeah, it's like, so people don't write that out Mr.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's all why. Right. So you could spell it.
I dig that.
You dummies, you internet dummies.
I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique. Every week at BlackGirlNerds.com. Every Wednesday at Schmoes No. And today, right here, live in the chat. Hi, YouTube chat. Y'all are adorable.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? My name is Hannah Pritchard. You all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at the Hot Shot Dude. And now we've done the introduction.
That thing we do.
Oh my god!
Do you need
god,
some time?
Guys.
Do you need some?
No, I need like vocal exercises to be able to pronounce words properly and not struggle all the time. Anyways,
did you have some blue brain and now you're flashing back?
For real, which I can't wait to talk about that because I'm just saying that my prediction was so correct
about that. Yeah.
So I feel really great about that. And you missed that, Dave Childs, but I literally predicted that that was going to happen.
Oh, I agree with you.
Yeah,
I was predicting it this entire time as well.
Lies.
From the trunk of the car.
Yep. Okay, but I want to start with Hurley Johns because one thing that my prediction was not correct about was that Robbie's definitely okay and they didn't kidnap him.
I was really concerned about Robbie because everybody knows he's my favorite character because he is beautiful.
Yeah.
But he's a good undercover spy. Like, last week, everybody was worried. Like, is he going to be able to do this spy thing? He was a little nervous. It made me nervous. But he killed the game. He was like, okay, I'm going to just stay here, listen to these names, take notes. Kidnapping? No! I have a cure.
The best way to lie is to tell the truth.
True.
So what he did is he used the truth in a way that is a lie. You know, so that's he was able to be convincing by just talking about a vaccine, which he did create, and being a doctor and coming from where he came from. So all of that was able to build a good foundation of bullshit. So
right. Nice. For real. And when he did that, I was like, oh, yeah, he's like basically telling the truth. And that was brilliant. But then when he was talking to, was it Liv or Babs? Who was it that he was talking to afterwards about like what he had said during it? And he was like, yeah, I told him this like anti-zombie vaccine or whatever that I'm coming up with. I'm like, but isn't that the cure? Why are you acting like
he can't actually make it in 2 weeks.
He needs the bad batch of Max Ranger in order to replicate. They don't have the syringes.
When he was saying he was lying about making the cure, it's telling the truth because he can't actually make the cure.
Dig it. It was messing me up because then he was calling it something else and I was like, am I missing something? Because that's the cure.
It's hard to follow, like, why isn't he making the cure all the time? And we got to remember it's from that bad batch. It's from it was like a one-time thing that maybe he'll be able to make it again if they're able to find another batch that kind of fits it, but until then.
Eventually when he does find the cure that, you know, just happened to be stolen and went missing, maybe, you know, he'll be able to, like, duplicate it or something. But,
yeah,
you know,
why not?
But, you know, we'll get back to that, I guess, eventually at some point during the series.
Because we still don't know who has that cure, who stole the cure.
It's going to go through, like, 10 people, I swear, by the time it comes back.
Because I thought it was Blaine.
Yeah, and then we'll have to, like, map it back out.
Yeah.
And all of that kind of shiz. Which, speaking of Blaine, the blue juice. The brains. We can talk about my wonderful predicting and how I was correct about it, and he's going to sell it at the scratching post.
Yeah. Oh, so smart. Oh, so, what a smarty pants.
So smart.
What did you do over there predicting things?
And he made it that much more potent, and Donnie's an idiot.
Yeah. I mean... Look, Donnie, just don't take from the center part of the brain. Like, he cut off, like...
Oh, he took a huge scoop.
Yeah, like, did. This is, like, oh, yeah. a garlic peeler. Like, he was like, let me just shave a little part off. Yeah. And he was like, let's just taste that. And he scooped the central part of the brain.
Yeah, and he made, like, a little brain.
I thought he was keeping things for him. I thought, like, he was going to, like, bite it and then, like, hold the rest for later so he could be, like, a ladies' man when he wanted to.
That would be smart.
I should have known that Donnie was not that smart.
Yeah. No. He had too Agreed. Much of it.
Yeah, he just took a huge bite out of it, huge gumball, jawbreaker size, and then he just started tripping on that World War II vet.
Which I do dig, though, about this, like, blue juice brain stuff, that they're treating it as though it's, like, tripping.
Right.
Which I think is actually kind of really cool, because they even had, like, his eyes dilate, which I thought was really funny. I was like, man, they're really treating that, like, well, the bath salts is what it made me think of.
I thought he was going to get a vision extended one, as Blaine said, but...
I mean,
he was doing the, like...
He was just living
I guess I expect it to look more, like, you know, live.
A vision.
Yeah, like an actual vision, because obviously we heard, like, the shooting.
Right. Which, I like that, though, because it was, like, it took the vision to a different level to where he, like, couldn't escape it. You know what I mean? It was just, like, living in a vision.
Yeah.
Right. And just to follow his storyline through the episode, since it's a pretty quick one.
Right.
So we can get that out of the way. But it's also discovered that maybe if you overdose on the blue juice, on a brain blue juice, then you might Romero out.
Right. Which I wasn't sure if that was, like, it's either that, like, you kind of overdose and turn into, like, zombie mode. Or I wasn't sure if maybe that was happening because it was a war.
Right.
World War II vet. I can't talk, so I gotta, like, say things slowly.
So he was maybe getting the adrenaline going, and so that made him go into
angry
Romero
world. Yeah, because he was, like, in war anyways.
Right, that could
be. You know what I mean? But either way, I mean, Donnie's... Well, now it's kind of, like, screwed everybody, I feel like, a little bit, even Ravi, because if Donnie does come down from it, it'll be clear that Donnie knows Ravi, and then that's blown Ravi's cover.
Yeah.
And I don't trust Donnie to be able to pull the same super spy techniques we saw Ravi.
No.
He'd
probably just out Ravi immediately. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like Ravi can maybe get some kind of handle on the situation. Like... Either, like, give him the eyes of, like, I can get you out of here, but you gotta play it cool. Maybe, hopefully.
Who knows?
Yeah, he might be like, oh, hey, welcome, wake up, zombie, I don't know. I don't know you. Hello, zombie, I don't know.
Which actually would probably be the exact way that Robbie
would
do it.
Yeah, it might actually be. I might just be writing next week's episode.
I think that you
Hello, person, I don't know. I don't know you. But yeah, and it also, maybe he can actually knock him out, and right now, during his Romero spin, he probably isn't going to be very vocal anyways. He's mostly just growls.
Yeah, for real, until whenever he comes off of these brains, which I guess we'll also find out how long these blue brains last.
Yeah, especially that big...
That big chunk of it.
Chunk of it.
We've got Nuh-uh Yet in the chat says, wouldn't a WWT vet be a bad choice for a vivid zombie visions?
Yes.
It seems like he'd be reliving some traumatic stuff. I have conflicting feelings about this because VR is pretty popular, and that's mostly horror and war things are the first games they're creating for VR, and I feel like people would be like, I lived history without physical danger to my body, which is pretty dope.
You also get to, you see it as like an action hero and also a ladies' man, so you get the two sides of it where you get to be killing and punching the most killing punchable things, which are Nazis next to zombies.
Right.
And then you also get to be doing the ladies' man stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Seems to be the best of both worlds, but you can also get PTSD. So.
Truth.
So it's either one. I mean, that's.
I would love if they gave Donnie PTSD coming off of those brains.
Oh, no.
Like all of a sudden, Donnie's like an old war vet who's lost his mind.
Yeah.
I would love that so very much. But also, going back to that really quick and them kidnapping Donnie, was anybody else, like, highly concerned that Harley Johns and his bros now know where Ravi is, like, where their, like, little lair is, and they all hang out? I'm like, that is not, that's not setting up for some good things, in my opinion.
I wouldn't, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I totally agree. I mean, even the way they came up in there, I feel like that it's gonna probably get a little weird, and they're gonna, I don't know, maybe some sort of twist where they're gonna end up like finding out that maybe, you know, Liv's a zombie. I think that there's just too many gray areas for
me. Right.
So
also the way Ravi was like, oh, I'll just hop on the back of the bike of this chick who's very against zombies and show her where I live. I just kept thinking, you can't wait 15 minutes for that Uber.
Right?
You can't just, real, like, man. 15 is not that bad.
Just a nice, hey, thanks for the offer, but yeah, just, I already ordered it, and you know those cancellation fees kill you, they add up fast. To me, I thought maybe they were going to go love connection, you know?
I think they are. I did too, but that concerns me,
because why didn't we did not see enough of that here. Like, we needed, like, maybe a good 15 more seconds with them.
Yeah.
Get towards some kind of flirtation.
15 more seconds.
But that's because, also, I don't think 15 seconds. Are we forgetting that Ravi and Peyton rekindled?
Okay, they did not rekindle. What are you talking about? That never happened.
They had a little moment playing the game.
No, not
just the game, but they like.
The voice is getting so high.
Because they inappropriately made out, and then all of that. You know what I mean? Remember when Chica was in the like T-shirt? He was sleeping, like, Ravi had the other chick over, and then,
and they made out right afterwards.
Right, but then,
that's not a reconciliation.
but then, Blaine, she ended up breaking up with Blaine and apologizing to Ravi because it was true, so I have been on the mindset that Ravi and Peyton are, like, back into the motion of, like, getting back on the boat.
In the same way that I did not feel Ravi and this chick having sparks, I have not felt Peyton and Ravi having sparks for a while. Now, they are my favorite couple, my OTP of this show, and I would really like them to get back together, but I do think they're probably going to have to go through more before it happens.
Yeah.
I kind of hope they explore this chick, because she's interesting, the stuff we know about her. Like, she's like, I don't want to kidnap or kill zombie. I just want to take a photo and move on with my life. Like, that's going to be cool.
Trust her.
But at the same time, I'm with you. That ride was a little convenient. I do know your face, and then everybody else knew about it, which means you can't keep your mouth shut, and that's not a good trustworthy friend.
Well, he doesn't live. He wasn't going back to the morgue like that night. So they probably just looked up. Oh, he works at the morgue.
Oh, okay, that's
I'm gonna
fair.
Look
that's
it up.
Fair, that's fair.
So, but like they still know. She still know where he lives, which is still weird.
It's not good.
Yeah, but also we got it. We do have to note that Ravi did try to save Peyton in this episode from being struck with lightning bolts.
Right.
You got to remember. So he was showing his affection.
Exactly.
Yeah. A lot of mouth-on-mouth fantasy action kind of happened in this episode.
Yes.
So he wants her back, but I feel like there's still time. There's still time that has...
Yeah.
The wounds are still healing.
They're fresh.
Yeah. It's true. Whatever. But like...
They're gonna rekindle.
Anyways, moving on. It just threw me off a little bit. And like, I don't... Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much I am.
The chat is with you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, they're gonna get back, but not yet.
Right. And you know, speaking of this, let me talk about Blaine for a little bit. Because, you know, I love him. And, you know, moving away from Peyton, and now he's on his own.
Don't talk about Liv and Blaine, please.
I'm not gonna talk about that right now. There will be time for that in the future, I am sure.
Gross.
Worst thing.
But I just, you know, want to talk a little bit with two things with Blaine. His little daddy moment, and because I'm just loving all of that so incredibly much. And also, what's everybody's thoughts on, is Blaine doing this whole blue juice thing? Like, are we considering him a bad guy now for doing this, or are we just thinking that Blaine's being clever?
I think he's always been a bad guy.
Yeah.
No, stop.
I totally disagree with you. Blaine is a complex character. We saw him try.
He's a bad guy.
He's not bad, and this is not bad. Like, what he's currently doing,
he's mysterious.
Not bad. Like,
he's
dad's a total
people.
Dad is a class A douche and deserves to rot in that well for all eternity.
I agree.
Blaine literally took back over his old position, not with a lot of force. Like, didn't kill like regular folk, and then now all he's doing is figuring out how to make his product more, you know, lucrative, which is just smart business.
Exactly.
So right now, I don't have any qualms with Blaine.
Agreed.
You're fine. You're fine in my... We can speak. We've got this.
Yeah.
Fine in my book.
He's still the same guy.
No!
That killed all those people in the first couple of seasons of the show.
He has changed, but he's the same guy, also evolved
from that person.
He would not make those same decisions today.
But he's still a terrible person.
Mm-hmm. He was a terrible person.
He is still that person. He had the chance to, like, totally wipe his memory and be a new person, but he's not. He's the same person that committed all those
atrocities. So if the memory loss had stayed, you'd say he's a good person now. But because he got his memories back, but continues to act upon the same actions,
he has showed no regret, quite yet. Not real regret. The only regret that he showed is to get into Peyton's pants. So he hasn't done anything to show that he's actually morally against what he's done in the past. All he's doing is still getting into the same things. And also, by the way, if you're going to be a bad guy, just kill your dad. Why is he putting him in the
world? Because you tortured me for my entire childhood, right, and now sense. I get the opportunity just to torture kill him. You.
I know, I love
this
it.
This is beautifully poetic. This is like fava beans. Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter. This is a Hannibal Lecter-esque moment of like, I'm going to literally let you rot in a well, and I'll give you little bits of food to feed on every once in a while. Of the worst kinds of people, you know.
To me, it just reads as, let's put him in a tank full of sharks with laser beams instead of shooting him in the head. Because he's just going to come back from the well.
I see what you're saying, from a storytelling perspective.
He totally is going to. Which, speaking of you guys, Blaine's dad was in our studio tonight. Somehow, we didn't get him to stay for us. But he was in the studio tonight. He had to, like, catch a flight or whatever, so couldn't stay this late.
They didn't need to know this.
No, I'm telling them this reason. Because we were told afterwards that we are going to email his publicist with questions because he's filming, so he's not coming back anytime soon, but he like totally loves that we do the show and loves that he's on the show and thinks it's great. So they're gonna email him questions. So if you guys have any questions that you want him to answer, send them or tweet them to us or comment them or whatnot, and we will send those over to him so we can get like, and you know, read his questions and everything back.
I wanna know what it's like in the well.
Yeah.
Also, if you guys want to see his interview, you can. It's on the AfterBuzz Network over at Prison Breaks episode from tonight. So you can hear him speak and talk about his role there. But yeah, send us your questions because it should be fun.
Yes. So they needed to know that Dave tried.
Sure. Yeah, Dave.
Sure. You're just against because of the Blaine stuff.
I mean, I'm not mad. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fine over here.
He's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
He's a terrible boy.
Oh, here's a question from the chat. The chat wants to know, like, why not just let his dad turn? Like, why does Blaine feed him? I think it's to keep him conscious. Like, I think that's a much more horrible torment.
Also, right. I don't see him actually, like, catching that. He's, like, tied by his arms
and
feet. So, like, is he really catching those brains that he throws down there?
Who knows? And also, because
maybe they're floating.
I did think it was interesting, which I guess they would have that actor consistently come back and never see him. But I do think it's interesting that he's not vocalizing anything back at Blaine.
He might actually be underwater.
Oh.
Yeah, because
then he can swim up like a little fish and grab the brains. Like
fishing it out. It's floating down.
Exactly.
Maybe that's he's slowly image. Turning into that creepy zombie just...
Yeah, he might be Romero-ing out down there. Yeah, maybe.
He may be, but if that's the case, then I'm afraid he may, like, bust out of his things and, like, climb up, like, ring style out of that well.
True, that's probably why he keeps him fed, is to keep him from busting out.
Interesting theory from the chat from Kristen Schubert. I don't think his dad is still in the well. She thinks he already escaped. We do not hear him. We hear no chains rattling, so... Possibly.
I can get behind that.
Chat also thinks that current Blaine is just trying to make money, and he only killed people in season one, and he was trying not to die in season two. So, Blaine, good guy, according to the chat.
Whatever.
Nobody agrees with you, Dave.
Dave supporters need to get in the chat, get in the lower of YouTube, and start expressing their opinions.
Sure. No, don't.
I know this is a 50-50 split in the fandom. I know, like, half the fan base is like, screw Blaine, you're a killer, you hurt Peyton, and we don't like you. And the other half is like, but he's so hot, maybe he could change.
Yes.
Just such a terrible bit. I'm sorry, if you're a terrible person and all you do is continue to be terrible, which is what he's doing, and even when he had a time to redeem himself, he didn't do it in time. He's just,
you know what? He can sing, Dave. He's got a heart.
Ooh.
You know what? I love so much, because we totally have to move on to talk about more things before we run out of time, because we got so much to talk about. But I love how every single time I bring up Blaine in a slight way, even when he's not a part of an episode, I mean, we can talk about Blaine forever.
It's true.
And it just makes me super happy. But so, like... On that note, let's move on to Barakas. I want to talk about this fundraiser, because a lot happened at that fundraiser between, obviously, him getting shot, We're still learning stuff about the Wexler case and Baracus's involvement and how much Peyton does or doesn't know, etc. And then we finally, I guess we had met Chase Graves before, but we got a little bit more about Chase Graves. So I want to talk about all those things. I guess we can, wherever you guys want to start with that.
Hey, Chase Graves. I am happy to see Jason Daring, right? Daring? Who's Veronica Mars. You guys probably got to talk about him all last... You guys didn't recognize him from Veronica Mars?
No.
No, I didn't.
He played Logan in Veronica Mars. He's Veronica Mars' like biggest love interest. How did you guys not recognize him?
He's slightly older and I'm terrible.
Wait, Baracus is?
No, Graves. Chase Graves is Logan from Veronica Mars. How come you guys didn't realize that? Ages
face up a couple years. Yeah, I
noticed that.
Whoa, hold up. I feel like I got to pull up Chase Graves now. Well,
okay,
whatever.
Chase Graves, he's been very like moody and angry the entire time we see him.
Right.
Yeah. But I immediately recognized him because I'm such a big Veronica Mars fan. And I was happy. Which means I know he's going to be a love interest. Mm. So he's actually, as soon as he started flirting with Liv, I was like, ooh, I'm getting that Veronica Logan feeling kind of just from
that. Wait, no. Graves is a love interest?
No.
I'm saying he is. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I'm saying they're building it up.
No, with Liv.
Where did we see
you
this?
You are crazy.
Oh my God. If you guys don't see just the way Logan came up and said, nice dress, and then Liv was like, I don't know how to read him quite
yet. No. He was actually, like, baiting her and giving her crap because I don't think he trusts Liv and likes Liv. I think he's on the other side of everything that Liv and Major and all of them are doing because I think he's creating the bad army. I think he's on the bad side of things.
Yeah.
So what I think So what I think he was doing to Liv was not flirting with Liv, but was being like, I'm actually kind of giving digs at you by being like, oh, nice dress. But I also hear that you're the one who told, you know, is sharing this information about zombies and told somebody that's not a zombie, multiple people that aren't zombies, and is basically like, girl, I'm about to take you out.
Okay, how many people in the chat feel like there was some sparks flying in between?
Ivan is with you. He says, I agree with you. We only have one person chiming in yet. A lot of people think there's a love triangle between Justin and Chase, which... Sure, Chase is dead. He's a ghost, right?
No, they're talking about Chase Graves.
Oh, wait, guys.
Chase Graves.
Ew, okay, here, no. I will be so mad if Liv and Chase get together. Here's why he's a class A douche, and I really hate seeing really dope, really powerful women go out with douches. It's exhausting. It happens.
Which is why you're for Blaine?
Blaine
is not a douchebag, okay?
No, he's the biggest douchebag on the show.
I'm about to have an attack
right now.
Blaine, like, listens. Blaine, like, you know...
He totally listens
to his full conversations with people. He hears all sides, and he's smart. Whereas Chase is like, yeah, I already know, but do you have suspects for me? Yeah, that's cool, but, like, also we have things to do. Do you understand my... Like, the whole time he's talking down to Liv, and it's so gross and demeaning.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be so mad if they get together.
Yeah, if anybody is out there supporting the idea of Chase Graves and Liv... No.
I'm not supporting the idea. I'm just saying it's going to happen. I'm not supporting it. I'm just saying that they're building it up. Granted, he's going to be he's basically going to be against all humans. He's only for zombies. But at the same time, I think there's going to be some interest there because they're not going to make Logan. They're not going to bring the guy who played Veronica Mars's biggest love interest, who was a douche on Veronica Mars and also became the love of everyone's life. And they're not going to bring him onto the show without making it slightly a possibility.
Dave Chow be cray cray. We'll get him medicated after the show.
Yeah, Jazz 41173 agrees, though. So far, it's all like, yeah, I see. And they've been talking about it for a long time, this potential love triangle between them. And I thought they were talking about dead boyfriend. But no, apparently everybody else saw it, and it's just me and Hannah who were like, the hell?
With Justin Chase.
Yeah, with Chase.
Mm-mm. No, I
Justin
got,
is the black
Chase.
Guy that she's currently seeing.
Right, yeah. Right.
Chase Graves is the older guy who took over Fillmore Graves last.
Right. I guess I'm just a little thrown off because I'm still hoping for Major and Liv.
Oh, that's end game.
No,
that's
it
like
can't be.
No, it's not. Bliv is in. No, I'm sorry, everybody.
Bliv?
I got
Bliv. Don't bring Bliv into this.
You know what? I got I change the subject before I have a heart attack.
Okay.
Because I want to talk a little bit about Barakas getting shot. Why does everybody think he got shot? Who is shooting at Barakas? Mm. Like, you know, what is that war? Because Chase immediately was ready to shoot that person, like, right, knowing where they were at that exact moment. I mean, obviously, as training to figure out where. But who was that?
I had a couple of initial thoughts. One is that it's either one of the zombie hunters.
Okay.
Because the mayor's name's been thrown around a lot, so that totally makes sense to me. Rogue assassin. Another thought was that Chase hired someone to shoot the mayor in order to look like a hero guy in the heat of the moment. I'm prepared. I'm level-headed. I know I'm not going to get shot. You're confident and brave. So that was my thought. What was most interesting to me was how quickly Liv, like, again, Liv and Robbie just killed this episode in, like, fast-thinking, horrible situations.
Yeah.
I love the moment when she just runs up to him and she's like, okay, you gotta relax. If you go full zombie, we can never go back. But my favorite part was when the guy comes down and goes, ma'am, I'm a doctor. She's like, I am too, and you need to back off. I'm like, get it, Liv.
Yeah.
Dude,
which as a twofold thing, because it was also, she's a zombie, she didn't want him to see that the mayor was a zombie,
right,
but also was a nice little, like, respect.
Little feminist touch.
Right,
yeah,
and I always forget that she was a doctor, for whatever reason. I don't know why. Yeah. Even though she's always down there with Robbie, I forget that she was a doctor at one point in time. But I had that... Go ahead.
And I was going to say, I definitely agree with you, because even with Chase, I feel like he started shooting back so fast, almost like he knew it was going to happen. So I completely agree.
Okay, I had the same instincts, but I'm just going to throw this thought out there. What if it has to do with the Wexler case?
Wexler case is the dominatrix case.
Right.
It's the one that we just saw him brush off.
Right. Yeah.
We know that powerful people are clearly involved, because twice now in a case, people have just swooped in and said, we're not talking about this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Which it is scary and weird.
Thing. So it may come back.
Totally be connected to Wexler.
True.
All right. Everybody let us know what you think. Okay. So now that we've talked about all those things, we've, you know, been talking about a little bit of Justin, Liv, Major, all of those kind of things. What's everybody's thoughts about Justin and Liv? And Major, like, just still letting this happen.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
I mean, I don't think Justin is long for this world.
I agree.
I think, unfortunately, especially bringing, I don't mean to rile things up again, but bringing Chase in and having a little Sparks moment, I feel like it's like, oh no, I'm sorry, Justin. And that's kind of bad and kind of feels icky if they kill him off pretty fast. Like,
but I kind of think they're going to.
I feel like it's going to happen.
I don't mind if Justin dies in, like, a war kind of situation.
Yeah, it has to be.
That's been the thing they've been alluding to all this time. Is that like some kind of war sabotage? Like, Fillmore Grace has been shady from the start.
Yeah,
and that
makes
sense to me storyline wise because Liv is a Black Widow. But I also would be very upset if it was like someone just randomly got to him. Or he just, like, his death needs to have meaning is all that I really care about. I don't want them to have introduced this character. Like, it took me so long to be like, yeah, I mean, like, he was hot. But then I was like, oh, but, like, I actually kind of like the character of Justin. Like, he's a cool dude. And then just to kill him off, especially because, once again, like, Major doesn't have that many friends. And he and Justin are friends.
It's good that he has
their friendship is over, I feel like, because it's weird because looking back at the last couple of last couple of episodes, how Justin and Liv just got super close and Major just...
It's because Major has taken a step back because he's not human.
I understand that, but I feel like that, I mean, have you ever heard of Guy Code? I'm just
saying. For real.
So
but he totally follows Guy Code. He asks, he says, hey... I'm having feelings for this chick. What do you think? And then he actually asked him to hand deliver the message. So if you're willing to hand deliver a message and I ask you straight up, hey, is it okay if I date this girl? Are we still going to be cool if I date this girl? Then
I'm going to feel bad for Major and just say, you know, he has a lot on his plate. He has a lot on his mind. He's, you know, everyone hates him and think he's, you know, this killer. So I feel like that he's not in his right mind. He knows he wants Liv and... They're going
to
be together.
Yes, but that's why he's going to crazy fan mail chick. Because he's just horny. And he just wants a hookup with crazy fan mail chick. And that's the worst movie he can do.
Crazy girls still do what it better, doing. But it is dangerous. Yeah. You're very squishy and vulnerable now.
Yeah, like, how would he even know that was, like, actually her picture? And, like, he just invited this chick straight to his house?
Like, he didn't want to do a preliminary text
And he even made sure his abs were in line before she showed up.
Gratuitous sexy mail shot. We all appreciate
it. It's true.
I'm just confused on, like, with the fan mail. It's like, how do they know where he lived? And why has anyone tried to, kill him or something, you know? It's like, I don't know. That's like that's just
That might happen, but also, like, crazy people can find your address, like, instantly.
Yeah, true. But with all the hate mail, though, I mean, he's gotten so much of it. I was just wondering, like,
it's right. True. Danny Ryan in the chat says, Major would never say no. He's too nice. To which I say, don't be so nice, you miss the love of your life. That's all I'll say. Like, if it's worth it, you fight for it.
Yeah, but if he can't get her, then he's definitely going to step aside because he knows he can't because he's a human. Even though, that's right, condoms don't work. I always forget about that.
Don't let your friend have her. It's like, well, right.
Let's also talk about another relationship that kind of got brought back up tonight. Clive. Yeah. Babs and Babs. Boz. Babs and
Well,
Boz.
First we might want to actually talk about the case.
Well, that goes with it. Yes. Because she's back up because... the case we just didn't want to deal with anymore?
Well, no, this is the thing. I actually like this case, but it did... I think they were setting up for a larger part. Yes. And the case about the D&D, I like the D&D jokes. I like that everyone got into it. I even liked the little pot pie that she made of the guy's
brain. Back to fancier cuisine. We've been seeing you do some shortcut... easy kind of things. This was nice.
Yeah. Speaking of eating brains, I want to talk to you guys about Denny's. as you may or may not know, AfterBuzz is brought to you free, but it's doing this, so every now and then you'll have to hear us say ads. So strap yourself in, because we're going to talk about Denny's. Denny's has always been a place where America can come and get their favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinner dishes, serving our guests whatever they want whenever they crave it. Now, with Denny's On Demand, we've taken that same always-open philosophy that is synonymous with our restaurants and applied it to online ordering, bringing access to a craveable diner fare wherever our guests want it, even if they want brains. That's not on here. It doesn't say anything about brains. Thanks to our new platform, guests have a quick and easy way to place a mobile or online order for takeout or delivery of their favorite menu items all day, every day. This sounds great because I could actually get a Grand Slam whenever I want it, and that's brain food for me, so that's great. If having your favorite Denny's dish available at your fingertips 24/7 isn't enough, we've also partnered with Hulu. Oh! That's right! Denny's and Hulu, finally together at last, to give our guests a free 60-day trial of their premium streaming service. You know what's on Hulu? Not iZombie. I think that's on CW TV. But maybe the old episodes are.
Yes.
Anyways, Hulu's great. For a limited time, users who place an order with Denny's On Demand will receive the complimentary Hulu trial. That's cool.
That is cool.
And will be able to enjoy their meal while binge-watching thousands of hit shows, premium original content, films, and much more. With Denny's On Demand, new online ordering, your diner favorites are at your fingertips. Visit Denny's.com and click to order or download the Denny's app. They do not serve brains. Repeat, they do not serve brains that we know of.
BYOB, bring your own brains.
Bring your own brains.
Dave, thank you so much for that. That was beautiful.
That was good.
That was beautiful, long-winded, and yet beautiful.
Hey, I read it all.
Holler to the chat for sharing your Denny's love.
Yes.
Denny's and Hulu. Helen E. Tuck says, hashtag Dulu. I'm calling it Denny's and Chill.
That's but the ship I want. Denny's and Hulu, finally together. The ship we all can crave.
Dude, that was a much better ad for it.
That's perfect.
That really nailed it, actually.
All right, so back to the geeks. We're talking about geeks.
Yes.
Yes.
I like how also we get to bring back Jimmy. We get to bring back our favorite Vampire Steve.
Yep.
We get a little bit more backstory of Vampire Steve.
And Lokai Green has been going off in the chat saying Liv was hilarious as the dungeon master.
She was.
Yeah.
And she's funny. Part. So well, I like the old lady.
Her old lady
it
voice.
Was so yeah, great. It was great. It was so great. Good. I was a little bummed, though, that I wasn't right about Vampire Steve, that he would be back in an episode so that he would die so we could get in the brain of Vampire Steve. But I think they set it up. Vampire Steve's going to be back. Like, totally going to be back.
I don't think we're done with that whole cast
yet.
Yeah, that death was way suspicious. They're all like, I don't know anything about it. Secret
room. You know,
it
must be the Russians.
Russian nuclear stuff. The FBI. Like, this case went from, like, kind of strange to just freaking bizarre so quickly. And then it was only half the episode. Mm-hmm.
What I do love about it is I love how they all had crushes on Zoe. And they all had weird, different moments with Zoe. One drawing in their sketchbook. Jimmy drawing in the sketchbook. Diego with that giant Zoe tattoo on his back. And the whole reason Vampire Steve is Vampire Steve is for Zoe.
Hilarious.
And also, I kind of like the Hobbit sexy cosplay.
Oh, hell
oh my
yeah.
God.
That was perfect. Gross.
That was so gross.
It was gross.
But it's not gross if you're into Hobbits. I'm not saying I'm into Hobbits or anything like that. But I'm just saying that if you're into Hobbits, all Hobbits, including the female Hobbits, have hairy feet. It's just part of who they are. So don't body shame those hobbits.
I was going to say, were you disappointed you didn't have the beard, but I forgot that's the dwarves.
That's dwarves.
That's the dwarves, not the hobbits.
But don't body shame hobbits is what I'm saying. If you have hairy feet, let them shine as you walk into Mordor.
I like that this nerd girl was so sexy. She had three men caught up on her and, like, not even, like, interested, but, like, downright obsessed with her. She went with the Dungeon Master because he wields all the power.
I'm not saying I've been a part of a few campaigns myself, but I do know if there's one girl in the campaign and the rest are guys, infatuations tend to happen.
Of course.
It's going to be exactly that.
It's
a little unfortunate.
It's, you know, when you're playing a fantasy game and you're on giant quests, you know, your head sometimes it runs away with you.
You play together, you love together.
Yeah, and Lord knows that girl is going to play into all of it.
Yeah,
sometimes when your heart calls, you just got to roll that dice.
Yeah.
Jenny Ryan, like that the dominatrix lovely, buddy. Drawing.
Okay, we are running out of time, but this actually kind of works out because we can go into predictions and talk about a couple things that we saw and, you know, bring it all together.
Get a prediction.
So, yeah, let's...
Yeah. Yes! Yeah.
And now, TV predictions.
Okay, so we're still going to be talking about this whole Dungeon Master death.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's because we're still talking about this and we're still talking about the Dominatrix death.
Yes.
It does make me feel, and we were talking about this before, about how maybe they have something to do with one another.
Yeah. And I actually wonder, since this is like a Russian hack, and now we clearly are wanting to bring Basio back into it.
Yeah.
I'm like wondering if this is going to be like a global, like zombie kind of outbreak thing. Like, what if it does all correlate in some capacity? Possibly. But I mean, that would have to be an assumption that like Dan Harrison, our dear dead poisoned friend, would have something to do with zombieism or something, or. Or maybe he was on the, or maybe he was like looking into it because he was intrigued by zombies and like hears that maybe they exist in Russia. I don't know. I'm really like
this
reaching.
This is also something that's happening where you have Chase and that whole the zombie tribe worried about. We also don't know who shot down that helicopter, by the
way.
So we have they're all worried about Discovery Day that's coming up.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if the Dominatrix, the zombie, the Russian hack, all of that has something to do with Discovery Day, about the reveal of maybe the government's going to try and wipe out all the every infested area before it actually is discovered.
Interesting.
Or maybe the government's about to make the discovery and is going to announce, and this is all kind of something to do with that.
Interesting.
So, possibilities.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
I'm just interested in these head ghosts. That's all I'm interested in. Why are zombies seeing dead zombies?
You mean Drake's ghosts. Back?
Drake is back. Is Wexler the one who died?
Back again. Drake
I know
is
Wexler
back.
Was the case, but who's the guy that ran the following?
Thank you.
Who's with his wife?
What?
Okay, so the guy we followed into the Wexler case, the broke dude who we'd seen before, his wife died, he was depressed. And so he wasn't interested in sex. We learned that this episode.
Oh. But I don't remember which one he was in the Wexler case.
But
he was the one that
it.
Was being interrogated and had the chip. And he was like, I can give you guys this chip.
The one who actually went to jail.
Yeah. And then was killed. It looked like suicide. Anyway, apparently that guy was seeing his dead wife everywhere. Like her ghost. They mentioned that earlier in the episode.
Oh.
And then now we saw for the preview in next week's episode, Liv is seeing Drake everywhere. Why?
Oh my
they
gosh,
might not
because,
be connected.
Because did Wexler hang himself?
That was what they said he did, yeah.
Okay, so then she eats the brains of the guy who saw the ghost. the one that they arrested because he hanged himself.
Right. And he starts seeing ghosts.
Yes.
So he starts seeing the ghosts of his past love.
Yes.
Woo, so it's probably a schizophrenia. I couldn't figure out what was happening. So I am back on track.
There we go. So she starts seeing the ghosts. That's why she sees Drake, which I'm stoked to have back. Also, like, I mean, not that we're going to have this happen, but Greg came in, who plays Drake, came in last season for us. Yeah. So, you know, guys, we'll see what we can do in the next week. Not making any promises, right. But wouldn't that be great?
He's we a might cool dude. We might get a Drake and Justin threesome from the future episode.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying I'm like, yeah, but it's probably going to happen.
Oh, my God. Things are going to get so weird, and I like it.
Prediction from the chat. Danny Ryan says, Justin is definitely going to either die or maybe, like, deployed somewhere else. Is that a possibility?
Yeah.
I think so. Totally. Gokai Green says, Blaine That's kills true. Donnie for being a backstabber. That could be. Earlier, people were making predictions about Robbie killing Don E next week in order to keep things secret.
Robbie's not a killer.
Yeah, I don't think that's... I think Don E is going to stick around because he's really earned his place.
Dude, I mean, they brought him back in general to begin... You know what I mean? Like, they made him, ended up making him a twin just so they could keep him on the show. Like, Donnie's not going anywhere, in my mind.
Right. Yeah, that was part of my prediction.
What about Mr. Boss?
Mr. Boss, he's going to be in next week's episode.
He's back.
Yeah, I think hunting down Blaine, probably. Because I think he's got... He says he's got some unfinished business. And if I remember... It's against Blaine. He had a big... He was mostly fighting against Blaine.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the thing was that drove him out of town. And I cannot remember. I'm going to have to go back and watch some Mr.
Right,
Boss
we do
episodes.
Have to rewatch that.
Because it's been a long time since we've seen him.
And there's a lot this of threads true. In this show. So if people remember, let us know. But
all I remember is Utopium and like shiz like that and that. But we have like no time left.
No!
So we are going to, you know... Cut it there. Everybody send in predictions. Send in questions for, I don't remember his real name. I think it's Roger. I'm not positive, but Blaine's dad. but until then, you guys, where can everybody find you?
You can find me at Shantiera on Instagram and Twitter. And then also, I am on the reality talk show LA every Monday nights at 9 o'clock. You can download Accelerated Radio and listen live.
Awesome. Jigs. You can find me at Mr. MR Dave Child and just MR Dave Child. I don't want to confuse people. And also DaveChild.com. I'm Dave Child. Also, you can find me on here's all the AfterBuzz shows I'm on. I'm on too many. Doctor Who, American Gods, and I think you're gonna join me on
American Gods now. I'm so excited. Woo!
Yeah, and also Fargo that we tape every Thursday. One of my favorite shows. So please watch me on those. Please rate and review this. And all of our shows, give all of us 5 stars all the time because we're beautiful. Thank you.
Hey, guys, I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique every week at blackgirlnerds.com, every Wednesday at Schmoes Know. If you watch Schmoes, you know Beardo. He sits in the back doing the things on the computers. He has a show called Don't Be a Beardo. I was on it. It was just released today. It's a super fun show, so definitely check it out. We get into all kinds of crazy shenanigans. And also, a review for Telltale's latest Walking Dead game, A New Frontier, is now up on blackgirlnerds.com. If you want to check that out.
Hey guys, mine's gonna be so much shorter. I'm Hannah Pritchard, y'all. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TheHotShotDude. I only do Pretty Little Liars here anymore. So this and that, or else don't find me. Bye guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.